fun. The sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun to light the way. When there is no sun to light the way, there is no day.
Check my mic, 1, 2. Check, check, check my mic. Hear me now, hear me now. You're listening to Transition State on CITR 101.9.
flint image and broken feet. Frozen solid to the freezing pavement. I turn away as if I do not see. I have this childhood memory. A biomass streaming from the driver's seat. Unfolding horror, but he could not undo what I had seen. We never spoke of it again. Two more hapless citizens of the new post-traumatic stress worldwide disorder. A Stockholm syndrome is the state. Desperate to abandon. Twisted trust.
We are back. You're listening to Transition State on CITR 101.9 from UBC campus in Vancouver. That was Wonderful Piano by Christine Vanderkooy. She was playing some Franz Schubert. That was Sonata in B-flat major. And the part that we heard was Allegro ma non troppo, which I'm pretty sure is Italian for fast, but not too fast. So that was good. Before that, we heard from Aura Kogan, her album Crystallize. The track was Into the Blue. That was going out to Elisa because that was obviously Elisa music. Before that, we heard a couple tracks from Propagandi. We heard Lotus Gate. That's going out to Jen June because she knows all about binding your feet into that precious Lotus Gate. And before that, we heard Duplicate Keys Icaro, an interim report. The reason we heard that is because of the lyrics. So I'm just going to read the first four lines from that song in case you missed it. It's a primordial flood across the blood-brain barrier. Cryptic ring structures bind to receptors. These duplicate keys throw the floodgates open on a raw datasphere of pure information. And we heard that because we're going to be talking about the blood-brain barrier a little bit later. For those of you who don't know, this is Transition State. This is the show that's always changing and always the same. And it's also the show dedicated to bringing some pharmaceutical awareness to the community at large. So later, we're going to be talking about Parkinson's disease and the related pharmacotherapy. And that's why we had to introduce the blood-brain barrier. We're going to get to that next, but first, a little bit more music. I got something really good lined up for you. This is by Vapid. This track is called 1983, and this is going out to Emma, because today is her birthday, even though she was not born in 1983. I feel like, no offense, Emma, but close enough. Okay, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. CITR and Stomp Records proudly present The Real Mackenzies live at the Rickshaw, Friday, November 13th. With extra special guests, The Brains, The Isotopes, Lost Kung Fu Monkeys, and Rude City Riot. Come celebrate Stomp Records' 20th anniversary in style with good music, good friends, and great times. Hit up stomprecords.com for more info, music, and swag.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9. This is the show Transition State, and I'm your host, as always, Adam. We just heard some pretty good synthy beats, didn't we? That was Wolf Eyes from their album I Am a Problem, Mind in Pieces. The track was Cynthia Vortex, a.k.a. Trip Memory Illness. Before that, we heard from Vapid with 1983. The reason we just heard that Wolf Eyes, a.k.a. Trip Memory Illness, is because this week we are going to be talking about Parkinson's disease. Now, Parkinson's disease isn't really a disease of the memory, but it is an insidious and progressive neurological disease. For those of you who don't know, this is the show dedicated to bringing pharmaceutical awareness to the community. So I'm going to talk about Parkinson's not from the pathophysiological or sort of doctor point of view, but from the pharmacotherapeutic point of view. And before I do that, I just want to remind our listeners that I am a student. I'm in my last year of pharmacy school, so I do know something, but I'm still learning, so I don't want you to take this as medical advice. I don't want you to take this as any kind of endorsement of any drug. This is just me trying to bring a little bit of awareness to the people. So if you have a problem with me spitting some knowledge, it's time for you to tune out. Okay. But please, yeah, please take it with a grain of salt. I take tests all the time, and I don't get perfect. I'm still making mistakes. I'm still learning. But what I do know about Parkinson's, or what I've been taught, is that it's a steadily progressing neurological disease. It's characterized by a classic symptom of tremor, where you can't really hold still. There are a whole bunch of other symptoms that I don't want to get into, but the classic one is tremor, and you can even have it while being asymptomatic, so without symptoms. And they say that usually by the time you do see symptoms, your neurodegeneration is almost at about 70 or 80% already. So it's really, it's not something fun. It's usually something that affects us as we get older. And there are, fortunately, some drug therapies that can help you a bit. So what's going on with that neurological deficit? What we know, so first of all, neurology is a complex field of study. So I don't want to get too technical other than to say that we know that dopamine is a major player, and we see dopamine deficits, especially dopamine 2 receptors deficits in people with Parkinson's. And so that's why the majority of the treatments focus around replacing dopamine. Those of you who know, dopamine is a neurotransmitter. It's a very cool little molecule. It's part of a molecular class called monoamines. Other monoamines include serotonin and amphetamine. But so dopamine. And what we want to do to sort of make up for that deficit in dopamine is replace that. But there's a problem, because if you just take dopamine orally, i.e., as we talked about last week, the first thing your body will do when you take a drug is absorb it and distribute it. So if you take dopamine orally, it will go through your periphery, your peripheral nervous system. It will go through your veins and get to your organs and muscles. But it won't cross the blood-brain barrier. Remember the propaganda blood-brain barrier? It will not cross that into your central nervous system. It's just the way dopamine is. Certain characteristics of the molecule will not allow it to cross into the central nervous system. Your body naturally produces it in the central nervous system, so you have that. So the way we get around that is by altering the molecule into something called levodopa, or L-DOPA. Now, that drug does cross the blood-brain barrier, and as soon as it does in the central nervous system, it'll be converted by enzymes into dopamine. So that's how you get dopamine into your central nervous system. There's more to it, though, because if you know anybody who's taken levodopa, they almost never give you just levodopa. They give you something, a combination product called levodopa-carbidopa. So I just want to briefly explain why they give levodopa with carbidopa. Carbidopa is just another slight variation of dopamine. This one also does not cross the blood-brain barrier, just like normal dopamine. But then, so why give it? Well, in the periphery, remember that levodopa and carbidopa start out in the periphery. There are enzymes that will break down levodopa before it can be converted, before it can cross into the blood-brain barrier. So what we do is we give it with carbidopa, and carbidopa will take the place in those enzymes trying to break down dopamine before it can cross the blood-brain barrier. So carbidopa sort of prolongs the half-life, gives you higher equivalent concentrations in the periphery, which is going to mean more levodopa crossing into your central nervous system. Now, you could alternatively just raise the dose of dopamine, but if you do that in the periphery, you're going to get side effects. Now, dopamine side effects are pretty crazy. They are things like nausea, which is pretty simple, but not pleasant. But there's also things like sleep attacks and very vivid dreams. Dopamine, like I said, is a neurotransmitter, so it gets into a lot of different places. So I hope that makes sense of why we give levodopa, carbidopa, and what it's going to do. The sort of the clinical pearls of levodopa therapy are that, unfortunately, it's not going to reverse the disease process. It's not going to be able to, there's no drug that's going to rebuild your neurons into healthy neurons. What you do get is about 1 year of improved symptoms, and then that's sort of the limit. You're not going to see symptoms continue to improve, unfortunately. You kind of get a one shot, and you can go off levodopa carbidopa for a while and then start back again, but you won't get any more big benefits in symptoms. It's sort of a one-time shot. So if you are diagnosed with Parkinson's, they will try to put off the levodopa carbidopa therapy for as long as possible, because it's sort of the last shot you're going to get, and it's going to be temporary. So there are other drugs that kind of act on the dopaminergic systems. Remember, I told you that dopamine is a monoamine. So there's an enzyme called monoamine oxidase. You may have heard of it, MAO. And remember last week we talked about how they love to name things A and B and 1 and 2. So we have dopamine 2 receptors and MAOB, which is an enzyme. So we have drugs that can inhibit that enzyme. So it will inhibit the enzyme that breaks down dopamine. So that will increase your dopamine levels. There are others, things called catechol-O-M-methyltransferase, COMT, so COMT. That's another enzyme that's going to break down dopamine, so you can inhibit that. And there are a couple other miscellaneous therapies, drugs that act on your cholinergic system. So that's your peripheral nervous system. Amantadine, or no, it's not an anticholinergic. Cholinergics are things like benztropine, you may have heard of. Or there's other miscellaneous drugs called things like amantadine. So that's pretty much your run-through of Parkinson's therapy. I hope you might have learned something. We're going to get back to some music right now. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear from a French artist now. This is Arthur Como. The album is 3/4, or to me, I thought it was 3/4, but the track title is 3/4. I think it's going to be in French. Let's give it a listen on Transition State. 3, 2, 1, go.
Trois quarts, fuck it tight, level low, level light. Say, sit to my delight, man, since I feel alright. Shit ain't trois quarts, fuck it tight, level low, level light. Say, sit to my delight, man, since I feel alright. Pilote gone, pilote gone. Pilote disant, tout top gone. Pousse au gars, dis, c'est top gone. Avec point de drum, London, ça file le sang. C'est la canon d'histoire de battre des frigos de poissons.
Des frigos de poissons.
Là, je dans mes poches, puis c'est bon. Le monde qui te dérange, puis c'est bon. La violence sur la TV, puis c'est bon. Des mots qui sont des vibrations, puis ça c'est bon. La télépathie, puis tout ça, puis ça c'est bon. Poitre de syllabes, d'un mot syllabe. J'arrive tout le temps au temps, la classe avec ma tight lock. Avec ma tight clock, tout le temps tard, tout le temps temps. Au moins un down, des 6 heures que ça se passe dedans. J'ai un checkling pour dire ce que je vais dire. Puis si tu veux la valeur, je sais plus comment lire. God damn, ça feel bon, je sais plus comment lire. Je sais plus quoi vous dire. God damn, ça feel bon, je sais plus quoi vous dire. Je sais plus comment lire. Man, ça feel bon, je sais plus comment lire. Je suis bordé en guerre, man, qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? Journée à la beach, soirée à la beach, tous les semaines, tous les jours, tout dans la beach. J'ai le prix beau, mon numéro de monde, quand tu pètes ta jacquante, puis là tout le monde va ça sur eBay. Le plus beau monument du monde, quand tu pètes ta jacquant, puis là tu vends ça dans un yard sale. On a vraiment de beaux vases pour mettre des fleurs dedans. On a vraiment de belles fleurs pour mettre dans les vases. Du freak out, stress out about, plan a meeting on route, puis là on farce up, puis ça va être alright. Apparemment dans chacun, j'allons avoir la télépathie en down, puis ça c'est bon. Mais juste ce temps-là, j'pourrons communiquer à distance, quand j'suis au point là, trouver des petites chansons, comme ça c'est.
Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
It's fall, which means the return of pumpkins, but not just pumpkin spice, actual pumpkins. On October 24th, from 3 to 6, come join Langara College business students at Southlands Heritage Farms in South Vancouver for pumpkin art for animals. All proceeds for this pumpkin painting fundraiser will go towards the BCSPCA. So come on down to support the animals, paint a pumpkin, do some activities, and eat some snacks. Admission is by donation with a minimum donation of $10 per person.
See you. We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard chummies! I hate them! I hate them!
Okay, well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we are back. Before that, we just heard from a pretty rockin' instrumental band. That band was called Softass, and the song was called Medicine. That's appropriate because we were just talking about pharmaceuticals. Before that, we heard from Knife Pleats. The track was Monocularly Blind from their album Hat Bark Beach. And before that, we heard that very awesome, very cool-sounding French rap from Arthur Como. His album was Three Quarters or Trois Quarts. So that about wraps it up, radio fans. I got one more song to play before we go. And I just have a couple things to mention that I kind of forgot because I was freewheeling about Parkinson's disease. I just wanted to kind of back up for a second and let everybody know how to maybe handle their expectations for neurological diseases. Or neurological medical conditions, there's really a built-in limits to what drugs can do for things like that. Contrast that with other medical conditions where, you know, drugs, for lack of a better word, or medications are really sort of the right tool for the right job. So if I give you an example of something like diabetes. So you have diabetes, and we identified in the 20th century that the main problem was with insulin. Insulin is a pretty big molecule. It's a hormone circulating in your blood. And if you don't have it, then you can't get glucose out of your bloodstream, and it's going to lead to all sorts of bad effects. So I hope you can see that there's like a biochemical problem. And so a medication is a good biochemical solution. Not only can you just inject insulin directly, but there are other ways to affect that system in your pancreas. And so that is what I would call in the wheelhouse of pharmacotherapy. Other things are some things like thyroid hormone. If you have a thyroid hormone deficiency, that's kind of good news from a pharmaceutical standpoint because we can absolutely help that. Contrast that with neurological problems. I mean, if you know anything about your neurons, they're very thin. You could think of them as like a tiny little thread in a tapestry or a carpet. It's really hard to send a drug into your body and only affect one of those strands. It's also really hard to sort of locate and pinpoint which one of those strands you want to affect and which ones you don't. So if you're kind of using blunt tools to do fine work. And so everything that your doctors tell you about the drugs that can help with things like that, try to keep your expectations in check because there's only so much we can do. And there's one other thing I wanted to say, which is that the limits of pharmacy therapies is it's a lot easier pharmaceuticals can do is locate one thing that's going wrong. If you have one singular deficit, we can correct that. What we can't do is sort of an all-encompassing everything. And so if you have something like, for example, contraception, for a person to become pregnant, there's a whole bunch of biochemical steps that have to happen for implantation to take place. And if you interrupt any of them at the right time, then pregnancy will not occur. And so that's kind of in our wheelhouse. That's something that pharmaceuticals can definitely do. Contrast that, though, with something like neurological degeneration, where it's not just one thing going on. There's a lot of ways for your neurons to degenerate, and there isn't a drug that can go in and stop all of those. Drugs are just singular molecules. Usually, they can do one thing. They can't do everything. So, I just thought listeners might want to keep that stuff in mind when you're learning about your pharmacotherapy and what can be done. Anyway, that wraps it up for this week, radio fans. I hope you enjoyed the Parkinson's disease talk through. We're going to hear one more song. This is from Twilight Circus Dub Sound. Stay tuned because Dunkin' Donuts is going to be playing some mad hits as always. That'll be fun for lunch. And until next week, just stay pharmaceutically sound and stay cool, Radio Land. Here we go with some Twilight Circus Dub Sound System now. We'll be right back.
Bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know what?
CITR.
Is?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?